think about how you could do participatory research. Could you do participatory research with non-humans? So the interest is really in thinking about. It's thinking about. I mean, I'll talk more about this in this paper, but it's this kind of idea within participatory research that those who are affected by research should be included within it. And we wondered why the question of who's included sort of finishes at the human. And this question was, could you push those kind of boundaries and think about what would it mean to include non-humans who are also affected by research and also use technology? So Clara Mancini will be talking about animal-computer interaction, which recognizes some non-humans as technology users, and what would it mean to design for them. But in this paper, it's going to look at, I guess, this interest in multi-species methods that's coming from geography, and think about how you might link that up with participatory methods. And I'm going to read my paper just to warn you all. So as a typical philosopher. So by training, I am, and I think it should be about 45 minutes.
Yes.
Just let me know if I'm going on too long. I can skip some of the examples. Okay, so by training I'm a philosopher, and we often say about ourselves that we don't think much about method. This isn't actually true, but it's something that often gets said about philosophy. I think this is particularly when any of us spend more time with social scientists. In my last position at the University of Manchester, this was particularly the case for me, so a lot of people sort of picked this up from my background. And the research centre I was at had a focus on the social life of methods, and thought this and all other conversations in the air, sort of through this and all the other conversations, I became more aware of the widespread experimentation with method that seems to be gripping sociologists, anthropologists, and geographers, amongst others. Thus, we are hearing more about inventive methods, live methods, mobile methods, and of course, what to do after method, given John Law's provocation. So I don't know if you know John Law, who's an actor network theory, who wrote a book called After Method, which was quite influential. He continues to be quite influential. And of course, you'll be talking about this in your own context within design and within a broader context about method, how you go about doing things. So at the heart of this work is the conviction that methods don't just describe worlds, but they make worlds. That is, they make something more visible and make other things more difficult to take into account. As a result, research on aspects of social life that have been absent from dominant research paradigms has brought with it a multitude of critiques of dominant research methods and the search for new methods and new ways of working with traditional ones. So the world of what is variously known as human-animal studies, critical animal studies, multi-species research, non-human and more than human research has been no different. Here too we see methods being augmented, hybridized and remade. Examples include ethno-ethnology and ethno-ethology, which Dominique Lestal and his colleagues have been developing, multi-species ethnography, as well as those methods developed for use within zoomusicology, animal-computer interaction, and animal ethnographies. While my paper today will draw on insights from a range of these and other literatures, I want to frame what I will be talking about today, particularly in terms of some of the methodological debates occurring within geography. So this is partly pragmatic because this is going to be part of a book, edited book collection that's going to be aimed at geographers. But also because one of the underlying questions that motivate this paper is why some methods more than others? So why do some methods more than others appear to be amenable to being called into this nexus? So what methods are people picking up on when they're trying to think about how to work with non-humans? Why do some things get picked up more than others? So, for example, two recent reviews of methods in animal geographies have both emphasized the importance of building more links with scientific research. However, when analyzing the underlying motives for their interest in methodological experiments, they appear to resonate with preoccupations that their colleagues in participatory geographies have been exploring for some time. This includes questions of inclusion, power, agency, language, communication, and learning how to work across long instantiated cultural divides. So those kinds of issues are coming up both in participatory research and in more than human and animal geographies, more than human geographies. So this paper explores what might be learned by bringing more than human research into conversation with participatory methods. So to give you a quick overview of the various steps I will take in this paper, I first outline the findings of two literature reviews discussed above so we can get a sense both of which methods are being suggested as avenues for more exploration, and importantly, what such methods are being asked to do. I then highlight some of the ways that these concerns are already apparent at the heart of participatory methods. In order to see what might happen when the two are brought together, I introduce the research project on which this paper is based, which is this one here, called In Conversation With, Co-Designing With More Than Human Communities. So this was an AHRC-funded project that looked at what happened when participatory methods such as participatory design and participatory action research were used as frameworks for exploratory workshops with non-humans. So these workshops asked how dogs, bees, trees and water might be understood specifically as research partners. After outlining what this project consisted of, the bulk of this paper will explore the ways that the project highlighted, first, affinities between these approaches, and second, ways that participatory literatures raise questions about the ways we try to include non-humans in our research project. So throughout, you might also hear a few hints from me trying to work out what a philosopher might contribute to all of this, and I'll briefly conclude by returning back to this question of philosophy and methods and what role they might play in these kinds of experiments. So despite, or perhaps because of, the fledgling character of multi-species methods, there has already been a number of literature reviews that have sought to trace out the territory and offer suggestions for ways forward. Should we pull that chair in here? I'm just worried about blocking exits and things like that. So if you want to come in that one corner, you should be all right. Okay, so as you see from this slide, there's sort of a whole range of ways that these literature reviews have sort of been tracing out the territory, and they've been offering suggestions forward for how to think about multi-species studies. What kind of methods would you use to work with non-humans?